Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Buffalo Trace Distillery. Powerful yet smooth. Contained but never tame. Proudly going their own way, but never going alone. This is the spirit inside Buffalo Trace Bourbon. Made at Buffalo Trace Distillery, the world's most award-winning distillery. Buffalo Trace is always perfectly untamed. Distilled, aged, and bottled by Buffalo Trace Distillery, Franklin County, Kentucky. 90 proof, 45% alcohol by volume. Learn more at buffalotracedistillery.com. Please drink responsibly.
We're going to let the man load up his lemon before we
Before
we get dialed in. But while Si is freshening up his tea glass, we haven't been sitting here for 20 minutes. He didn't have time to do that. Welcome back to the Duck Call Room, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
Oh, and now he's throwing it. Oh,
the episode after Si's 75th birthday, filmed on his 75th birthday. We've been celebrating Si for 75 whole years.
I'm not done with it yet, so.
he's had a birthday month.
Some would say three quarters of a century. So
I'll fix his mic when he's done with the.
That's fine. Just let him keep banging on them lemon packets. But Si was here long before us. But did anybody else see? Like I was coming back to the office from lunch, and there was a caravan of police officers.
Of the police.
Of course, first time I saw it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ben told us about it.
Yeah, and Josh came in with a police, what is it, a police scanner?
Police help.
A police scanner.
Yeah.
So we were listening to a guy on a motorcycle getting chased by 20 cops.
Time out. Josh just has a police scanner, like, on hand?
On his app. It's an app on your phone.
It's on the phone. This is legal. They made
2023, man. Okay.
No, that just tells me Josh should have been born long ago. Yeah. I didn't know people still even kept up with police scanners.
He's also got a ham radio.
I guarantee you he's got a little square weather radio at his house that goes off when it's a tornado.
My friend Doug has a weather radio. I had to set it up for him. I didn't know how, but I figured it out. Anyways.
So we hear.
That's some people's hobby.
Listening to
police.
So this is what we heard.
That's not a hobby.
I heard it.
Hey, I'm telling you, there's people that do it as a hobby.
No, that's just people that are nosy.
And bored.
That's their hobby, being nosy.
It's all their hobby.
So they're chasing this guy, and he's on a motorcycle, and we can hear the police scanner. We hear them talking back and forth. Anyway, they're chasing him all over West Monroe.
What was he driving?
A motorcycle.
A motorcycle.
Yeah. Big guy on a motorcycle ends up down by Si's house.
Yeah.
Well, I passed him.
Did you?
Well, I was coming back from Caney Lake.
Yeah.
I was coming straight up 34. I mean, I just saw a guy on a motorcycle.
He come from that area.
The cops were a good bit behind him.
Yeah.
He had evaded them for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, that's
because I didn't see the cops till I got almost to the office. And then, but I thought it was like, is the president here or something? Because they were like across three lanes of traffic going. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's got to be something. So I pull over and I look and I'm like, well, they ain't escorting nobody.
They after somebody.
Oh, they after.
And then one of them left Arby's in a hurry. Man couldn't even finish his lunch.
Couldn't even get a lunch, boys.
That's terrible. Hey, if y'all have ever been here, you know Arby's right next door. And I saw him come out of Arby's on two wheels. He probably spilt his horseradish sauce on it.
That's not a good
thing. My uncle done that a lot when he was young.
Spilled horseradish sauce?
Oh.
Went to Arby's?
From cops.
He ran from cops.
He was a big Harley Davidson man. Okay.
Why do people do that?
Why do they run?
Why do they have to drive a motorcycle so fast?
Well, why do you run?
I mean,
do it?
Hold on now. There ain't nothing wrong with running from the police.
What?
Oh, yes, it is.
Hold on.
Hey, you're running from the law.
I'm just saying.
Sir?
Sometimes you got to run. You just don't want to get caught. Now, this guy
learned to face up.
I hate to tell you, but at the moment you took off running, you were caught. Like,
well, they caught
you've
him.
Been caught.
He crashed. It's 2023. They're gonna find you.
The last thing they said was send the ambulance. Isn't that right, Beth? Yeah. That's what they said. Oh. Send the ambulance.
Hey,
so he.
But hey, it's okay to run from the cops.
Well, no, no, that's, That's why I brought my uncle up. He used to run for him. And hey, he didn't have too much sense. Because sometimes when he, hey, would get away from, no, no. Sometimes, hey, he would get away from them. Okay. Hey, you, they can't follow a motorbike through the woods.
Right. That's an off-road bike. Yeah. This guy was on some kind of
Hey, you can make any of them off-road if you just turn the, you know, the handlebar.
You just leave the road?
Well, hey, no, no.
Everything's off-road once you get off the road.
Hey, my uncle used to center. Now, you got to think about this. They would get to chasing him, and he would head toward Arkansas. And he centered a fence post with the front tire and would break it down and be over it before the fence get him.
Now, Seaside, when we were younger, we would...
Hey, my uncle, I done tell you, little Looper, he's not right in the head because he was running from him to begin with.
If we were on four-wheelers or motorcycles, off-road motorcycles, we and the cops were after us, we'd run into the woods. When we were younger, I think now that I'm an adult, I probably wouldn't run.
That's why I've had my hand raised, because I had questions, and I did not want to forget that you said... A, sometimes you got to run from the cops, which is a weird thing to
especially
tell children.
When you're young.
And B, you used to run from the cops?
Yeah, when was young and stupid.
Yeah, and then a few years ago, I was passing.
What were you doing?
Why'd you need to run?
Wait, he was speeding.
Y'all are ganging up on me.
No, I'm just saying.
Hey, he was driving 95 miles an hour.
You've heard the story.
Or a 70.
That's right, true.
So, hey, if the cop had caught him, it was going to cost you about $5.50.
It's going to be more than that.
Get out of the ticket.
Confession is good for the soul.
That's right.
Confess your sins one to another so that you may be healed.
There you go. We're just trying to heal you,
Phil. That's right. We love you. We're trying to
I was a little bit younger back in the day, but I was...
Yeah, when you was young and stupid.
I was a little bit young and stupid, but the cop was coming this way. I lost him.
Right.
I mean, they're probably still looking for me.
Okay, hold on. I did one time think I was going to get pulled over, so I just made a quick right. And then followed the law.
That's what I did.
No, you ran. I just turned.
You ran too.
I turned.
Don't be lying in front of you, in front of me.
Thank you, Si.
Both of you was young and stupid, and you weren't from the law.
I never saw lights.
Y'all all a bunch of fugitives.
Hey,
man.
I'm telling you,
in here with?
Bunch of lawbreakers.
I just turned just in case.
Hey,
he
you
turned
just. Hey, you turned enough.
That's
not
what
to get
he. That's what exactly what I did. Except I turned and I hit the gas.
Have y'all repented?
Oh, yeah, I repented. Okay. Hey, wait a minute. You was running from the game wardens.
He just gave me a fist and said, if you repented, easy there.
Si, you ran from the game wardens.
Yeah, but they ain't law.
Technically, yes, they are. They definitely are.
Runs from property owners and game wardens, and that's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Martin, help me out.
I guess I'm a little too between the lines. I don't.
I'm gonna point you to the Bible with 2 Peter.
I've prayed I wouldn't get caught.
Peter,
I mean, I ain't saying I ain't ever done nothing wrong.
Kill and eat. Okay.
But once I got caught, I just gave up. Like, I wouldn't have.
See, if I would have seen the lights, I would have gave up.
You wouldn't have went in reverse.
I wouldn't have went in reverse.
That's what
I would have stopped.
You wouldn't have went in reverse and said, sir, it's me you're looking for. You'd have just let him drive on by.
That's right. You'd let him
drive. So see, you're lying again. Now you're being dishonest.
I have done, at least I'm honest. I did tell, here's what I did, something similar to what John David did. I was going down the interstate, and I did see lights way behind me, and I knew it had to be me that they were after, because I was passing everybody like they were standing still.
Where were you going?
This was somewhere in Mississippi.
I know, but where were you going in such a hurry?
I mean, I got no idea.
Where was the fire?
I can't remember. Yeah, but I pulled off, went to the gas station, turned my lights off, turned my motor off, and just sat there. And about 3 minutes later, here comes the cops. Lights on. They were going down the interstate, and I was like...
No siren.
Oh, I'm sure they had a siren. I couldn't hear it. They were on the interstate behind me.
You can hear a siren. He had the lights on.
Yeah. How long ago was it?
Oh, years. Like... 20 years ago. Oh,
okay. I mean, I was just making sure.
Hold on.
Like,
yeah. I mean, that was when I was in my 30s. I was you boys' age.
Unbelievable.
Si, I can't believe you never got caught by the cops spinning tires and going 130 miles an hour.
There weren't as many cops back then, and some of them were on horse.
Well, hey, I didn't really.
They were called sheriffs.
Spent a lot of tires to drive fast. Some of my high school buddies did because they had a car.
And 75 years old.
If you ain't got a car, you can't drive fast. Okay.
That's a good point.
Bottom line. That's it.
But he did run so fast one time he melted his shoes.
Yeah, that's right. No, I didn't melt them, but I did get them so hot that I could walk on asphalt and you would hear.
How many stories does he have? Man.
Oh, that was another.
You should write a book.
No, that was, I've wrote two. But that was another time I was chased by coyotes. And it looked,
the first.
I wish I'd have had one thing that day.
Wait, a stopwatch.
No, a coach with a stopwatch. Because if I'd have had a coach with a stopwatch, I would hold every record from the 40-meter run to the 10-mile marathon.
How old were you?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Well, I'm glad you brought up being a sophomore in high school, because I've been sent a little clip of something that I want you to listen to.
When he was a sophomore?
From when your high school days. So when we come back from our first break, I'm going to play it for you.
Oh, I've heard this. This is good. You're going to want to hear this.
Rucker, do you know what makes the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go. Building it out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass. They got you. Whatever you want. They got you. And that's what's cool, because, like, I planted the persimmon trees. I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years. All the things. It's our way of giving back, you know. And it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point, your wife's going to say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days, and along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got, like, you can grow lemons on your front porch, you can grow them in the kitchen, you can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go, I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store, just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it. What's up?
We stay pretty in tune with our fans and messages and all that are sent to us. So I got sent a bunch of messages about something that involved our lovely co-host over here.
Uncle Si?
And I got to see. Si, we all know how good Si's memory is. So I need to know Si.
Yeah.
Do you know a man named Dan Flores?
Let me look.
Because he knows you.
He looks like he would sit beside a fire.
Intimately, some may say.
I don't remember.
Well.
Probably when you were young.
Younger. I'll let Dan tell it, because we have the clip from the Joe Rogan podcast, which is where this come from. You know, Joe Rogan.
He got mentioned on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Him and Phil. So.
You've made it.
We did not. No. We did not.
Did he mention the duck call room?
No, he did not. But
Dan Flores looks like a cool dude that would eat an apple straight from a knife.
I'm sure he has. He's a PhD. I do know that because I've listened to the clip a few times. But we're just going to play the clip, right, yeah. Hunter?
I don't know what
the clip is. Let's play the clip over the headset, and then we'll go from there.
And went to high school. In fact, I went to high school with the Duck Dynasty guys. I played football with the Duck Dynasty guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the older guy, Phil, was the quarterback of the high school football team, and there was one guy in between us, a guy named Johnny Prudham, was the next quarterback after Phil, but I succeeded Johnny Prudham as the quarterback of the high school team. So, and I even wore Phil's number 10 in high school.
Wow.
And I played the younger Robertson, Cy. He and I played when I was a freshman and he was a sophomore. We played in the backfield, or I was a sophomore, he was a junior. We played in the backfield football team.
Do you still keep in touch with those guys?
No, I haven't kept in touch with them, and I don't know if they're, you know, I'm certainly aware of them because I've watched their show some, but I don't know if they are aware of anything that I've done. I haven't tried to get in touch with them or anything. Well, I will say that those guys, Phil and Cy both, they were not only really accomplished duck hunters, and I never duck hunted with them, but I did go dove hunting with them one time. And of course, they didn't, you know, it was on private property for which they had no permission. And halfway through the dove hunt, we had maybe shot
he does
10 or 15
know you.
Rounds, and here comes the landowner in a pickup truck driving about 60 miles an hour across rutted fields after us. And so my memory of going hunting with the Robertson boys is running through the Red River Valley trying to get away from an irate landowner. But those guys were funny. They were really funny as hell back in those days. And it kind of didn't surprise me when they were able to translate that into that show because, I mean, we all thought that they were, and they told so many stories. I mean, the South, of course, is storytelling part of the United States. And
he knows this.
Those guys told so many stories that we used to just number them. And whenever they would start on a story, we would just say, okay, it's number 112, guys. And so everybody would start laughing because we all knew what 112 was.
But, that's hilarious.
Yeah, didn't even have to listen to the story. It's number 112.
Well, yeah. Maybe we can reunite you guys.
Yes.
Now, maybe this podcast will reunite you guys.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Rogan. So. We got to get that guy on, though, right?
I mean, if the fans want. I think we do because I selfishly, Dan, I don't know you.
I don't either.
I will, however, if you commit, research you a little more, become familiar with what you're doing.
Well, he's written some really cool-looking books.
But here's what I'm going to say about Dan. His memory seems to be sharp.
Oh, yeah. He
nailed it. Because if his dove hunt with Cy and Phil was running through a pasture being chased by the actual landowner.
By the farmer, he knows us. Okay.
Okay. So I kind of selfishly want to know what else he knows.
All right, that's yeah.
I want to hear story 112.
I want to know did Cy's shoes stink when he played basketball? Because I bet Dan was on the basketball team too. If he's the quarterback of the football team,
he's probably got a lot of stories for us.
What was in the water in Vivian back in them days?
I don't know, but three people have gone on to be wildly successful that went to school together from 3 years in a town that nobody. Well, still has really heard of. They've heard it mentioned as Vivian, Louisiana, but not really.
And I'm looking at Dan.
Well, it's not known for anything.
Except for you, Phil, and a man named
Dan.
Well,
no, because look, my brother, really, my oldest brother, Jimmy Frank, was responsible for a lot of people that went to North Caddo High School, okay, and actually got scholarships for football.
There you go.
Because he made us play. Well, hey, we didn't want to play. And it was, oh, yeah, you're going to play. Get out there.
And there you go. Dan was one of those guys. Yeah. He got to wear Phil's number.
Yeah.
How fun would that be to sit down with, like, Dan, Phil, Cy, a fire, and maybe even a dark beverage of your choice and just sit back and listen. Like, I don't even want – I want to talk. I don't. Yeah. They may not even know that I'm there. Like, I just –
That would be the ultimate.
Fly on the wall, listen to those three old conjures, get back and talk about Vivian, Louisiana, running through dove fields.
And because this dude knows, A, history, and B, the outdoor. Like, all of his books, I'm looking at them. One just came out called Wild New World, The Epic Story of Animals and People in America.
Here's
beautiful.
That's interesting.
Si, you may love that.
No, here's the bad thing about this, about being chased by the farmers.
You can't remember which one it was?
No. Look, we didn't know it. Okay? My mother sold Avon to all the farm wives. Okay? We actually had permission to hunt on their land.
Yeah, but what fun is
that? Oh, no. And then the farmer said, They'd already told Mama, said, all your boys can hunt anywhere, any property we got. And then they, right before she left, she said, oh, Miss Robinson, would you do me a favor? You know, this is former husband. And she said, yeah, if, you know, if I can. She said, don't tell your kids. He said, we have too much fun chasing them. You know, don't tell them. So, look, we had permission the whole time. Except, hey, he made Mama tell him, promise that, hey, no, don't tell him because, hey, we love it when they hear our pickup coming, that they're like wild deer. They take off running wide open. Because we had our basketball coach. He likes squirrel hunt, you know, and we said, hey, we found them. You know, come on, go with us, coach. And, like, we don't ever tell them until we hear the pickup. Then all you hear from one of us is, run, coach. You know, and he's looking. He's standing there when the guy slides sideways up to him. Hey, what are you doing on my property? You know, he said, hey, look, I don't know nothing about this.
Oh, man.
Well, we had permission. But, hey, Mama didn't tell us till we actually got left Dixie, Louisiana.
That's story 122. I don't know if that one is valid.
The fact that he knows, hey, knew what stories were coming.
That's fantastic. Hold on.
He knows.
Oh, he knows. I could tell. And he's heard the same stories over and over and over. So he knows all the stories.
But folks at home, fans of our podcast, look, if you want Dan on here, just let us know. We'll do our best to get him on here.
I want him on here.
I do too. But unfortunately, I don't get to make that call. But they can. But let's take our first break. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements, AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
Negative.
That.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the duck call room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality. And I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc. To support my immune health, look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman, and I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better, yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out. Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
Yes, you do. What? It's a mattress, and it came from Helix. Is that not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress, and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a two-minute quiz, and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
And it came in the mail. I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D, he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
night.
Mine
is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
So, during the break, I'm looking at his books. We got Wild New World. He wrote a whole book about coyotes in America, which is probably super interesting. But I think he could finally solve the Black Panther debate that's in this room.
He does have a PhD. I am aware of that.
I'm willing to let him make the final say on Black Panthers.
Black Mountain Lions.
No, I ain't no let nobody final say.
So I said, ain't nobody limiting my imagination.
That's right. Ain't nobody going to mess with my freedom. Hey. Buddy,
they exist,
and that's the end of it, buddy.
Oh. That's super interesting, though, that happened, and he started talking about y'all.
I'd like to talk to him now that he wrote that, because, hey, when we was in high school, back in Dixie, okay,
mm-hmm.
I was personally chased by wolves.
Hey, was it coyotes?
Well, and it was, hey, we called them wolves.
Guarantee this story had a number.
No. Look, but hey.
97.
We called them wolves, but they was actually, in fact, coyotes.
So he probably saw all the things you saw. Look,
hey, they got so bad, okay, that all the farmers came together and, you know, told them, had a big meeting, told them, what are we going to do? You know, and all of them agreed, told them, well, hey, we just tried to get off some cash and bring in, you know, hunters and trappers and do something about it, because they're not, you know, attacking like a newborn calf. They're pulling full-grown cows, full-grown bulls down because, hey, it's 100, 150 to a pack.
Dang.
Okay, fire. So it wasn't nothing for us to get on the school bus. We had a 30-mile run, okay? So we'd get on the bus at 7 o'clock, get to school by 8, And when they was trapping and poisoning them, hey, we'd see 350 that they killed the night before or trapped the night before, hanging on fence lines.
Good grief.
Yeah. So he would, since he wrote a book on Coyote America.
We need to get that book.
He's bound
that story
to have
may
that,
be in
yeah,
there.
It may be in there. Because that was for real.
Probably yeah. number 350.
No, look, we was duck hunting Minfield, and look, we're waiting because we didn't know what a waiter was. A waiter was tennis shoes and blue jeans. Okay, we're chest deep on Old River. Mallards are coming in, and we're on the tree line. That's why we're chest deep. Because they won't come in. They light wide, and then they swim up to the tree line. So we was out there at the tree, and we'd let them swim up in range and then whack them. You know, but hey, we had done killed a limit. Okay, maybe over a limit. Had a toe sack on our back, okay, blood, you know, because you shot him. Okay, and we hear,
and great white.
And hey, next thing we know, hey, they on our trail. And Phil said, how many shells you got? And I said, I got about 8. He said, I got 3. I said, we ain't got many shells here, buddy. And that sounded like a big pack.
So what'd y'all do?
Every once in a while, we just boom, 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 boom. So we'll stop all that howling anyway. Yeah. But they chased us all the way home.
Dang.
That's because you was hunting their land.
Well, I'm just saying, hey.
We may have found somebody to validate some of your stories.
Validate the stories, boys.
And I would not be surprised.
Well, at least know how much they've changed anyways.
That's true.
You know, I mean, it's his story. He can take creative license with it. So if you need to add a few details here and there to
spice it up,
keep it fresh.
Number 7.
But that was wild.
That's insane.
Yeah. It is wild.
And this dude, Martin, I feel like you and him could hang out for years. All of his books are very biological.
Wildlife book.
So he's
wildlife.
Probably like today's Aldo Leopold then, like writing on the
see?
The wildlife. And
because I don't know what
I'm
Aldo
a
Leopold means.
Yeah, so. I'm a Leopold guy. Really, really like his stuff, like Sand County Almanac and all that kind of stuff. It's actually really, really good reads. And that's one thing about Rogan that a lot of people don't know. So we've been back during the day. We obviously cross paths with Mr. Rogan a lot because he's a hunter. He's one of the mainstream guys that's out there that thinks hunting is cool. And I'm like, heck yeah, man, fly that flag. So we were at a lot of places, and, you know, Joe's always – he was right. He's always respected us, always took time to shake our hand places we've been together. So not a surprise that Joe would have him on his show. So that.
Well, it would have been – what would it have been like, okay, to actually come to Louisiana, like in the 1700s, 1800s.
You'd have to ask Dan Flores, probably.
I know, because I'm telling you, that was when elk, buffalo, and all them creatures roaming. They roamed this far south.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Flores is so smart.
There used to be elk in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote that. He knows how much the household consumption of bison in Kentucky was from 1800 to 1850. So I think he could answer our questions here.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
I think that would have been neat.
No comment about the person on the cover.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what that was, but.
I don't know. Phil read a book.
I was just going to say hashtag Kentucky.
That somebody, when they came up river, up the Black River and the Washita and made a trek.
Oh, yeah. Talking about Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah, their diaries and their
diaries of it. Talking about they were shooting elk to, you know, to eat on it. You know, right here in Louisiana.
I believe you're talking about Freeman and Custis, the southern counterparts to Lewis and Clark.
Yeah.
They went on an expedition in 1806.
There you go.
I know that because Dan Flores wrote a book called Southern Counterparts to Lewis and
Phil
Clark.
Phil said he read it.
I love that.
You know, he read it and he said, hey, I'm living. They wrote about Cypress Creek and then what's the big lake on there?
Graffinry. Or Lafitte, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, because they said, hey, we've come so far north in summer, there's a creek coming out from the left, and then they went up further and said, then there's this big open lake on the right up here, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, so, yeah, he was interested because, hey, he lived there and fished there for 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, so how cool is that?
Yeah. Oh, man, it'd have been wild to be here when it was here.
No.
Because the Washita River would have been a ditch. You know, I mean, it'd have been
with shell beds on it and shell, you know, just, yeah.
It'd have been cool.
Shell sandbars, I should say.
It had been really cool. Dry up in the summer, flood in the winter.
Yeah, from the mussels.
Cool. Instead, we got a channelized drainage ditch now. So it's not near as cool as it used to be.
And not as good as water either.
No, stay muddy.
Water's got to flow.
Yeah.
To keep it where it's good.
Yeah. But, no, so Dan, I mean, unfortunately, I have a feeling if Dan come on here, it'd be like the nerd hour, which I'm all for, by the way.
I'll un-nerd it up.
I mean, just so we're clear.
You're going to un-nerd it up.
You're bringing enough wildlife, it won't be nerdy.
No, it'd be nerdy.
Is John David leaving the podcast?
I think Dan's one of them people, just judging from the little bit of conversation I heard of him, he's done went full bore into it. Once he goes in, he's not gonna be able to talk about the Wampus cats and all that no more. I mean, it's gonna be.
Hold on.
So I still believe you.
What if he believes?
That's fine.
No, he's got a PhD. The man is very intelligent. Well, it won't be nerdy.
Well, that's to be determined. Well, let's bring him in and check him out.
Hey. It's an open invitation.
I would like to talk to him because, hey, with his books and everything, hey.
Yeah, you could read his books before he got here.
I just want to know if he remembers the Monster Man. I want to know if he remembers getting beat 77-7.
Best game
of course he does. That's story number 77.
Hey, best game of football I ever played.
I can't wait to ask him some of the stories.
That's going to be like Si's birthday episode because we're just going to be all like, hey, we got a question about Si's childhood. We're just going to file through and ask Dan.
Oh, no. Hey, my childhood was the greatest time of my life.
Well, Dan was right there with you.
I'm telling you, hey. If I had a time machine, hey.
I wonder if he has brothers and sisters.
We'll go back to the 60s, baby.
The 60s.
That's fantastic.
That was when music was music.
Oh, here we go. Story number 12.
It don't get any better than the 60s, JD.
I wonder where Eagle falls into that.
Hey, that's the 60s, too.
That's story number
How one. Old were you when Eagle happened?
Dan heard that story. 1,000%.
We moved to Dixie, Louisiana, and I started the second grade.
Oh, yeah. Dan knows that story for sure.
That's when you got your pet.
And he's going to know about robbing the beehive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be impressive if Dan's like, number 15?
Hey, that bees have a fond memory. That's the scariest I've ever been. When me and mom and dad are sitting on the porch in the summertime, and I look and I see a big black cloud coming toward us, and it's the swarm of honeybees. They go to the next door neighbor's house, light on one of them vines of them yellow vine flowers, and Dad goes around there and takes a hammer on the old shed we had, knocks a knot out, grabs two chairs, sits in front of that knot, and he said, come with me, boy. And I said, do what? He said, come with me, and he's got a butcher knife in his hand.
Do what?
He goes over there, and when it's a ball of them about this big around on the vine. And he said, grab it right there. And I said, grab what? He said, grab it, that vine right there, and hold it real still.
Let me get this right. You are on one side. Your dad's on the other side. You're holding a vine with the nest on it?
Oh, yeah.
What?
In a nest. They balled up on it? They balled up on this vine on each other. I hold it. Daddy cuts it off on this side. Then goes over and he grabs it and cuts it off from the other side. And we walk carefully. Okay, and these bees are.
Did you get popped at all?
Nope. Because I was scared to death. And we'll go over there and, hey, we set it down on them two chairs in front of that knot hole on that old shed. And he sits there for about 20 minutes, maybe 25. And finally I see him do this. And then the swarm just, as soon as he did that, it just a tornado, and then they all go in that knot hole. And then from then on, we had our own honey factory right there in that old shed.
So he thumped the queen
into the hole. He thumped the queen bee in, and hey, as soon as he did, that thing got out. And look, every year we'd rob it.
What story is that, Martin?
It's in the top.
I don't know the number.
Sure.
I don't know.
That baby.
About
true.
7 or 8 times we've had it on this podcast.
Oh, no. But. Yeah. Hey. Hey, but hey, look, honey. Yo, they found honey in the pyramids, and it was still edible. And the pyramids are something like 3,000 years
Dan.
Old.
We need Dan real bad. Dan.
Okay.
As much as I'm normally with
Money's important in the economy.
Dan, I'm offering you a fifth chair full time. That's all I'm going with.
Your chair is
a very different podcast, but at least straighten a few things.
Chair is always open.
And these guys are still really funny, Dan. Right. So.
That's it, boy.
Very true.
Yeah. Anyway, let's take another.
Hey, that picture, I thought somebody was riding a turkey.
No, they killed the turkey. Sorry.
Killed a turkey.
Kind of going through
it. It looked like they were riding.
Let's take a break.
Well, let's ride a turkey into our next break. We'll be back right after this.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, you know, I'm a member of the, you know, Screen Actors Guild because of that one time I acted for about 22 seconds.
Okay.
But.
So you're SAG.
The teaser for Phil's movie's coming out.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
You're on it?
Hold on. Don't spoil it.
Look.
So there's Phil, there's Big Al, and then there's this handsome gentleman in the back that it just flashes on the teaser. That's me.
Dang. Time out.
Yeah. Had a trailer and everything. The guy in the middle is hilarious.
Is he?
Yeah, he's funny. And then there's, you know, me. And I want that jacket.
Was
back.
The guy in the middle on that show Chips, like the old motorcycle cop show?
I think that was just his mustache.
I like the mustache. Oh.
But anyways.
Who made you, baby?
The teaser trailer is coming out. And apparently I even made the trailer.
So I'm just going to, and knowing you as well as I know you, how hot were you in that picture? Because you look like you are just pouring sweat, big dog.
I mean, that jacket was legit, though. Bought that from someone, and I was like, I need this, so can I have it? And they said, no. The hat was sweet, too.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. It is. It looks good on you.
Thank you. That was, I mean, you remember those days. That was 1973 right there.
Yep.
Maybe 72. Anyway, I had a lot of fun. Those are awesome guys. I haven't seen the movie, but I just found out today I'm in the trailer. So the announcement's not that I'm in the teaser. That would be stupid. The announcer is...
Low-key, that kind of seems what the announcement
is. No, here's the announcement.
That's what I was thinking.
My bad.
Okay.
I let it off. We got sidetracked.
I got you. It happened.
The announcement is you can see the teaser by going to theblindmovie.com.
Okay.
So there's an announcement. Blind but the big announcement movie.com. Is
okay.
You sign up there, and there's going to be a giveaway to come and watch the movie with Phil, Cy, and the Robertson family. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm announcing it to Cy. Announcing it to the fans.
This will be the first thing we've ever been a part of producing that Cy's actually watched.
No, David, and
whoever wins this can hold him accountable. Make him watch it.
Also, I'm terrified that I do a terrible job, so let me know. I'm sure you will.
That'll
be cool. The fans can go there, see the trailer, and then sign up, and you can be entered to come. I guess it might not be I don't know what it is, but you can watch the movie with the Robertsons.
What kind of shotgun do you have, Hammer?
I don't remember. It was old.
Okay.
They were very serious about that. There was a good guy, gun guy, like.
Well, the good news is his last name's not Baldwin, so we should be fine.
Ooh.
Ah!
Ouch. Ouch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just got weird.
Shoot, we do keep up with current events, kind of.
We just don't tell you about them.
Kind
of. Yeah.
Somebody get Tucker Carlson on this podcast right now. We need to talk to you. Anyways, we're not going to talk about that. That would be weird.
Somebody get Tucker and Joe. We need help.
That's where they should break it. We should have Tucker sit there, Joe Rogan sit here.
Big Dan, he's in Bible sales.
Big Dan T?
Well, Big Dan Flores.
Flores and Cy, and we'll all just sit on the couch over there, which disappeared.
Yeah, we don't have a couch anymore.
It's in the lounge, man. Come on. It's in the lounge and it's fishing season. It's okay.
Anyway. I think we should do that. Tucker, you come get interviewed by Joe Rogan here on the Duck Call Room podcast, and that'll be great for our business and neither of y'all. So that'll be awesome.
We won't tell anybody y'all are here.
Yeah.
We can keep it low-key.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'll take a selfie, but I won't post it.
Yeah, there you go.
Till later.
Till later.
Like, I'll let, That's wild, though.
Anyway,
theblindmovie.com. They can come watch it with Cy, Phil, Kay.
It says the Robertsons. That way, Willie probably has an out. But it's...
Oh, the Robertsons? Oh, so they may get to watch
Beth
it.
Beth said, no, it's all of them. Beth, I know the Robertsons. It's most of them.
It's never always every one of them.
She said, no, this time it is all
this
of
time.
Them.
And it could be like John, Luke, and River. Yeah, so, I mean,
we're just kidding. It'll be all of them. It won't be me, Martin, and Phil. We're just hope we'll have to pay to get in.
Now you're in the.
That's it. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're in the movie.
No, you're in the movie.
What? You're in the movie. You gotta be there.
Oh, I get tickets.
Oh,
we're renting a theater.
Yeah, we'll get in.
Can we sell them?
Scalp them.
All right. Also, if you don't win, visit my Instagram, JD07. There will be bidding up for my. I'm just kidding. That's rude. I can't wait to see it.
It will go to Two Twins LLC. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Well, look up the benefits.
501c3. Never mind. It's good. No.
Any hoosers.
There you go. That's pretty.
The movie's coming. It's going to be good.
That's pretty tight, though. Like, I mean, you're on the trailer of a movie.
Wait. Did I tell you about my trailer at the movie set?
Double wide?
No,
triple?
No.
You had a trailer?
I had a trailer.
To yourself?
Yeah, they were like, I was like, where do I go? They're like, oh,
what did it say on the door? Hunter 3?
Hunter number 1, thank you.
Oh. Hunter number 1, boy.
Hunter number 1. It was a closet with a park bench in it, is all I know. I have a picture of it somewhere.
Of course you do.
Well, I never went in it. I just took a picture from the outside because I was like, I mean, I got a truck. But thanks for the offer, Dasher. Like, it was nice of you to have that trailer.
Did it have air conditioning?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm unionized, so they had to have that for me. People, I'm joke. If you haven't caught on to the fact that this was just a funny thing for me.
How was craft services?
They had really good brownies. That's what I remember from that day.
That's like one of my favorite parts of Duck Dynasty was Crafty.
That was good.
The first few seasons, the last few, they just started going to Sam's. It was kind of a letdown.
I don't remember when this happened.
These chicken chong brownies.
Oh.
Chicken chong brownies.
First off, sir, no.
I like it. There you go, sir.
Second off, what you got just against chocolate?
Well, hey, there's brownies, and then there's chicken.
And then there's brownies.
That's right. Then there's brownies, chicken chong.
Yeah. That's a good brownie.
Oh, I found it.
They make you eat a whole pan of regular ones.
Boy.
I've heard.
All right, hold on. I'm about to put this picture of my trailer up on the screen.
I just tell
and
you,
then
boy.
People will realize what a big deal.
With a church pew seat.
I was for a day.
They didn't even have a background.
Did they park it in front of the store here?
No, it was out. We were out wherever we were. Oh, man, my computer messed up.
Uh-oh, computer's gone. Computer.
Okay, it's back. Hold on.
It's gone computer on us.
All right.
Were y'all out behind
this
BJ?
This is legit my trailer.
Wait.
Is that it?
Psychedelic.
I told you.
Psychedelic.
It was a closet. That was like a bed.
What's that thing in the corner?
Like a bench.
Straight back.
Are we looking at it the right way?
That was it.
Is that like a urinal or something? You open that and you can piss outside?
I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
Like, I didn't try that. I ended up just walking outside and hanging out with everybody.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Si, you sitting next to a legend.
But my man had a trailer. I guess.
For one day of my life.
Let me rephrase that. My man had a stall.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Beth just sent me a picture. Beth airdropped it, and I am supposed to be the technological one here, and I have no idea.
Uh-oh, here we are.
That was your full get-up?
That was my full get-up.
Why so many shirts?
they wanted me wearing a lot of clothes because it was cold. But look how cool that jacket is.
I'm just saying you're rocking the dad bod, bro.
Yeah, thank you. I was heavier then.
Yeah.
It was winter. I have to store up. I cannot wait to post this picture to Instagram, by the way. Hey. I mean, look how I look like a 1970s happy person.
You look like a 1970 happy
person. The only problem with this photo is that you don't have said vintage beer can in your hand.
And he's smiling.
Because it would have really fit. In that regard, let's
And he's got shoes on, Si.
We'll be back right after.
Hey.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
All right, I got a new way I think I want to do this because I think it'll be fun, Martin. Oh, by the way, we're on the email segment. We didn't say that. We're just getting so natural at this. Any Hoosiers.
Becky texted me. That was actually a work one. Sorry.
Okay.
That's not even fishing this time.
I need to call HR. Anyway, I'm going to give you all a few choices just by the subject line. We've got Jay Stone, bidet owner. That's a subject line, which I'm interested in. Broken fishing pole, interested in. How to spread the gospel with elders, I'm 18. That's one. And am I still a Yankee?
Well, I'll take am I still a Yankee for 200.
Am I still a Yankee for 200? Megan emails in, born and partly raised in upstate New York. Most of the population there is her family. She lived in New York for about 9 years. Then she moved to Georgia. Been there 11 years. Would you still consider me a Yankee or a Southerner?
What part of Georgia?
Come on, man. That's all I got.
I'd like to have to listen to her accent.
Forget the accent.
What?
Upstate New York, they're as big, if not bigger, rednecks than we are.
They like the Canadian rednecks, which are weird.
I mean, what's the opposite of Yankee? The problem is the opposite of Yankee used to be rebel. I'm not going to say you're a rebel, but you're a redneck.
Redneck.
And that's cool, but you were born one.
Yeah, good call.
But England would call us a bunch of Yankees.
Rednecks.
No. Do they?
Yeah, no. You Yanks, because we're Americans. Rednecks.
I think, yeah.
It's a weird thing.
I ain't never going to be a Yankee.
Oh, I just thought it was like Yankees.
All right, anyway, Vicks Vapor Rub, Broken Fishing Pole, Jay Stone Bidet Owner, or How to Spread the Gospel with Elders, I'm 18.
I got a question about a broken fishing pole and why that requires an email.
So, my man really wanted to go fishing. He bought a Bob Dance fishing pole. He emailed it back a day later and said, I just realized I said Bob. I know it's
Bill.
Bill Dance.
Bill Dance.
Slammed it in his tailgate before he ever casted it.
Ooh.
My man.
I've done that.
Couldn't exchange it. Well, yeah, you slammed it. Yeah. Any good stories of new equipment breaking before it could live its life?
Oh, man, boy.
I've done that same Martin exact Tugs. Thing.
Boy, man. That's.
I broke a pole, but it was on a belt. Yeah. When I was at the hook.
Does it have to be new fishing equipment?
It could be anything.
Yeah, there's. Oh,
I had a TV fall out of the back of a truck once.
There we go. That's the one I was looking for.
Don't worry about it.
That's the one I was looking for. Black Friday too, right?
No,
My brother had brought a brand new fishing pole.
It was in the middle of Brownlee Road for
a minute. I set the hook on about a 4-pounder and it snapped.
Where at?
And I landed him.
What?
With a broken fishing pole.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
So what'd you do? You just grabbed the reel?
I just kept reeling. It was broke. It was,
yeah. I broke a fishing rod yesterday.
It happens.
Right. On the hook set.
It happens.
I did not land the fish.
It also happened.
I actually landed that one I caught.
I did not.
All right. That was from Julian, by the way.
Yeah, I will say, though, I've never had a brand new one that I slammed in a tailgate of anything. Like I'm a little more careful.
New stuff.
I'm a little more careful when slamming said tailgate.
I broke a pole the other day especially in the store, though, because a new. Shiner bucket fell from the sky.
Yeah, especially when it's brand new. I'm kind of worried about what I'm doing with it.
But you bought a Bill Dance fishing pole, and I'm certain you've seen how many times Bill Dance has closed fishing rods in a tailgate.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, I think that was just part of the signature on the rod, man. Just
hang it up in your garage.
That's what happened.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
Go buy another one.
Next, Jay Stone, bidet owner, Vicks Vapor Rub, or How to Spread the Gospel with Elders.
I wish there was a way to combine Jay Stone, bidet owner, and Vicks Vapor Rub into one.
Watch me do it. Craig.
Okay.
He doesn't need anything. He just wants to support John David. I wanted to let everyone know that Al outed one Jay Stone as an owner of a bidet.
Oh, yeah. He's got the heated toilet seat and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I don't think Stone's ever had the problem. Godwin has been the one.
Godwin's got a problem,
most.
But Stone hasn't, championed it with me. So
no,
now we know that.
He's kept his mouth shut.
Chris of North Carolina wants everyone to know that he needs to give Cy credit. Vicks Vapor Rub will not heal your hemorrhoids, but it will make them feel better. And he's been trying to tell everyone he knows, but nobody's listening.
I never claimed that it would heal it.
It just gives you relief.
I said, hey, if it was itching, it'd stop it. If it was hurting, it'd stop it.
Chris agrees, and his final words were, Chris from North Carolina, it will make a great difference in your life.
That's right.
All right, that's all right. Not an ad. And then we're going to go one serious. Gabby, Oregon. That's awesome that people from Oregon are listening. I guess they got ducks there, or they wouldn't have named the college that. Recently turned 18. Loves Jesus. Relationship with him's getting deeper. She takes something called cow horse lessons. I don't know what that is.
Cow horse lessons?
Those are two different animals.
Sounds West Coast.
Yeah. Over my head, Gabby. Send me an email on what that is. Anyway, she's got a friend who's an adult who doesn't know Jesus. She wants to tell her about Jesus, but she doesn't feel qualified because of my age. And I got a very specific Bible verse for you later on that one. But has anybody ever felt this way or doubted? And how would you go about going to somebody older than you? Boldly would be my.
Yeah, 100%. Who hadn't felt that way? Right. I mean, when you're young in your faith and you want to get other people in it, who hadn't felt unqualified?
Right.
The problem is you're thinking that you're putting some value on the messenger, which is yourself, which there is no value on you necessarily in this case. It's all in the message. Yep. So as long as you're sharing the correct message, any messenger will do.
And I think there's a way
to be nervous
about. I think you need to be loving, you know, share this message of hope with love.
But do so with gentleness and respect.
Exactly right. I mean, because when I was younger and sharing my faith with older people, it was very difficult because I knew that I was young and dumb, you know, and these people may have seen me when I was at my worst. And when I started following Jesus, I changed. And it was hard for me to convince them. But it wasn't me. It was the one inside me. So it's the message. Faith comes through hearing the message about Jesus and the gospel being shared. That's the power. The power is in the gospel. So that's what I would say.
The reason you need to be bold, they may not have ever heard it before. Okay, just because they're elderly
that's
or older
point,
than
Si.
You, they may never have heard about Jesus. Yeah.
Very good point.
Hey, and don't let age hold you back on this, too. And I know we need to wrap it up, but don't let age hold you back because I listen to Sadie Stuff, who is quite my junior.
Oh, yeah.
Way better than any of us.
Way better than any. But I leave inspired from listening to Sadie Robertson speak.
She's got a different view than you.
Yeah. And she is, I'm just saying, she's a good bit younger than me. So don't let age define you or stop you from any of that.
Yeah.
Just share the message of faith, hope, and love. And
yep. And Gabby, I'll just say this. If you're like worried, like I'm not going to have the scriptures, you need to learn those. But if you want to do this right now, just tell your testimony. Tell what Jesus did in your life.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's what the apostles did. They weren't like, hey, look up John. I am John. Like they couldn't say, look at John 3:16. No, they just told what happened in their lives and the whole world changed because of it. So Gabby, you can change this one person. We're going to wrap it up, but I do have one more email, and I'm going to do it real fast. Baby Silas was born, 7 pounds, 3 ounces, 20 inches long. Silas Wayne, just a few days ago on the 19th of April, they named him after Silas in the Bible. But Uncle Si is also a bonus.
And hey,
thank you, Dakota, for sending that in. Prayers for your new baby. That's awesome. Gabby, this Bible verse is very specifically for you and anyone out there listening that's a little younger. 1 Timothy 4:12, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
Excellent.
That's biblical.
There you go. We're out. We'll see y'all next time.
With that.